Thank you, Mr. President. In many parts of the world, explosive remnants of war litter landscapes that are no longer battlefields and continue to kill and maim thousands of civilians every year, despite active hostilities having ended long ago. A large proportion of these victims are children. ERW impede access to healthcare facilities and other essential services, block transportation and escape routes, and hinder the delivery of life-saving humanitarian assistance. They hamper agriculture and trade, delay reconstruction efforts, and prevent the return of displaced persons. The use of heavy explosive weapons in populated areas multiplies the human cost. Recent and ongoing conflicts, including in the Middle East, Africa, and between Russia and Ukraine, are clear examples. The ICRC calls on all states and parties to armed conflict to avoid the use of explosive weapons with a wide impact area in populated areas. The landmark Dublin Political Declaration, which 83 states have so far endorsed, marks significant progress in this respect. We encourage all states to endorse it and to implement it effectively. Mr. President, only approximately half of the world's states are party to Protocol 5. Alarmingly, the rate of its universalization has stalled. We urge all states that are not yet party to adhere to the protocol and all high contracting parties to faithfully implement their obligations under the protocol. In this respect, we welcome your working paper on universalization and the recommendations contained therein, as well as the helpful analysis of different obstacles to accession. In the past year, the ICRC has promoted Protocol 5 with states bilaterally and at regional fora in South Asia, Southeast Asia, and the Caribbean. Together with national Red Cross and Red Crescent societies, we also undertake specific initiatives to prevent and address the effects of ERW, including clearance, awareness raising, physical rehabilitation, and support for the social and economic inclusion of survivors. In 2022, this included activities in Armenia, Azerbaijan, Colombia, Israel and the occupied territories, Myanmar, and Ukraine, to mention just a few locations. Our advisory service and delegations around the world stand ready to continue assisting states in joining and implementing the protocol. And earlier this year, we also published a detailed briefing note on ERW and Protocol 5, which we invite you to consult on our website.